So hello and welcome. You're listening to the Evoltpreneur Secret Show for Entrepreneurs, and I'm your host, Brian Silverthorne. And my mission is to always help entrepreneurs make a difference in their businesses and to help them navigate the sometimes messy worlds of startup growth or relaunch. And today we're going to dig deep with our guest and get you some great concepts and strategies to fast track your business. And today, my special guest is Lasse Flagstad. And Lasse says that he and his cohorts hire and educate talented entrepreneurs to work with them while building their own thing. So that sounds very interesting to me. Welcome to the show, Lasse.
Thank you very much, Brian.
I'm happy to have you here, and I'm anxious to hear a little bit about more about what you do. Could you start and give us a little bit about your background, what got you to where you are today, and what your focus is now?
Yeah, I can try to do a short summary first, and then we can dig deeper into it by time. So I'm from Norway, a tiny town in Norway called Kristiansand, and I am at status quo, 21 years old. And a couple of years back, so in the summer of 2020, when I was supposed to go out to study, I think it was, in English, it would be economy, I guess. I started getting my eyes really up for entrepreneurship and doing something mostly outside of the norm. It wasn't that important what it was, but I was like very sure that what the standard path is wasn't the thing for me, at least in Norway. So long story short, I got involved with my partner today, Haloina, which ran an typical digital marketing agency at the time. And when I got introduced to that, I quit the college studies because I saw the opportunities of entrepreneurship with my very own eyes. And from there, we've gone, like I like to call them, that we've done paradigm shifts like a couple of times. So it started like with me learning digital marketing in the fall of 2020, and just spent a lot of months like just nailing that down, learning how to do it and becoming like an A player within it. And from there, we stepped out of the done for you agency game to going into more of a done with you model with businesses, where they enrolled in our programs. And that was like the first, that was the first tiny drop of the education industry that I got into. And we did that for some months, had various success, but we like didn't feel like going on with it that long because for different reasons, we think that the education industry previously, at least before us, has had some major flaws as like typically in a, when you sell a course, the main object for someone selling a course is just to sell a course. It's not to really implement, because if for them, it doesn't really matter whether you implement it or not. They have sold the course anyways. They don't have any back-end incentive to make it actually work. So we looked deep into that a year ago, so June 2021, where we started, instead of building a course for ourselves, like the backstory is long, but to get to the point there, we ended up creating kind of like an education, but inside of our company. So we have people coming to us because they also like the base core of what we do is just freedom and getting out of the typical A4 route, as I did 2 years ago. And they come to us, they want to get out of it. We deliver, first of all, education, so like the course, but we, in addition, do exams on them to make it like a full-blown education. And when they've done the education, then we work with them. So we work with them and we have them on our projects. We facilitate and they facilitate for each other. And we just build up Duo Ventures to be this big hub of entrepreneurs working together after their education. So anyone which we find like sharp enough and willing enough, we let in and we build things together from that. So the past year, that is pretty much what I've been working on, and just evolving the structures that we have inside to make it, we like to call it like the next generation of the online education industry, because you have the course from like, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago when it started coming, then you have the programs with more involvement. And then we want to be the next generation after that, which is like basically both a university and work combined. That would be my like short summary. Of course, it wasn't that short, but I have problems getting it.
I don't think it's something that can be done in a short summary, but you did very well. I appreciate that. So conceptually, you're not only educating people, but you're utilizing their talents collectively as they work together to and what things do they work together on to that end up being a product or a service for an end user somewhere, so that there's revenue involved.
Yeah. So first of all, the people that come in, they do like the basic education, which is mainly focused on running ads and like just creating digital sales funnels. So that can be through ads, it can be from appointment setting, outreach, both cold and warm, and in different aspects. And then the projects that we create, and like the end user is just in general businesses who are like looking for more clients. So we educate them in how they can create these clients, and then we structure it in a way where, for example, when you do appointment setting, then we have someone in our team who are further ahead than others, which have like gone through step one of learning appointment setting, step two of actually doing it in a large scale, and then step three, going out to an actual business with their appointment setting skills, of course, because they can set that appointment and then close them on selling appointments to them pro like on commission in general. So then we structure it in a way where the guys who are already like having their own clients can, for example, involve people who have just gone out of their education to have them working with them, so they can get practical on like the stuff that they've learned to get to the next point, of course, further ahead. And then when you have that basic skill of, we like to aim people in the direction of appointment setting, among others, because it's so simple. And if you master appointment settings through these digital funnels, you master most digital funnels, then you can just change the traffic to being ads, and then you like have an agency.
Okay. So when people enter a curriculum, they usually do it because they want to come out on the other end of that with some sort of a specific skill set, expertise, or whatever, so they can go on to their own career or build their own business. So am I right in understanding that the end result of the curriculum and the way that you get people trained on this is to become a digital marketing agency or a funnel creation agency for the clients that they gather?
It's one of the steps, I think, would be the best way to say it, because this is, again, the way that we've structured it with the business, that we don't sell an info product which has like a very clear-cut end goal as, for example, having a digital marketing agency, because we see the leverage of having hundreds of people with digital sales funnel skills in a way grander scheme than just having them having multiple agencies, to the point where we can go in and fund specific projects that we like and then build out more ventures from our main umbrella. So the first main goal that we have with the people who enter our curriculum is that they typically want to get out of the A4 like lifestyle. So I have previously on social media and stuff been advocating a lot in Norway, which is really conservative when it comes to the corporate ladder and like universities and stuff. I've been advocating the opportunity of doing digital work and the fact that you just need skill sets. You don't need papers from some colleges about like how you can perform. So number one is normally that we want them up on a certain level of income on their own terms, so they can like live on their own terms. Then step two would typically be start leveraging time. So start having an agency as of you not doing the actual work. And step three would perhaps be use those digital skills in a better way than having a marketing agency, because a marketing agency is by like, it's not anywhere near the highest paradigm that you can evolve into. So we don't have like a clear-cut goal there, because everyone who's inside of our system is there forever. So we want to evolve and keep having incentives on our own end as well to keep evolving them along with us.
So in order, and you know, pardon me if I'm confused, because I'm an old school guy, you know, we get confused easily. But if you're developing these sales funnels, somebody's got to use those funnels. You're seeking clients to sell the funnels to, or your ability to build the funnels, or are you running your own systems through the funnels? What is the end goal to have somebody that enters your curriculum and goes through the process to generate money for themselves? How do they do that?
Well, they sell these, like they leverage these funnel creation skills to, for example, help, say, a business coach. I have a guy that I'm living with here who is a part of our team. And one of his previous clients that he closed is like a typical business coach who wants to help different types of, for example, he focuses on, I think it was actually dental clinics and the owners there that he wants to do business coaching for. Okay. So Marius, the guy from our team then who has learned these skills of digital sales funnels, he is then, first of all, using his sales funnels. So this is like a two-ended sword. He's using his sales funnels to get in touch with the business coach. And then for the business coach, he sets up his funnel. So the business coach's new funnel, which Marius creates, is for him to get dental clinic owners into him. And then he gets a fee every time that he successfully like sets up a good appointment.
Okay. Thank you for that example. That clears it up for me anyway.
That's great.
Maybe our audience would be way ahead of me and have it figured out sooner, but I appreciate that. So how do you attract people to your curriculum to get started with you? What would motivate them to do that, and how do they find you?
So previously, like now the past year, we have been quite conservative when it comes to our like just acquisition for new people inside of our company. But we've been doing it primarily on Facebook previously. So Facebook advertising, just putting out ads that we're looking for people for our company. These are the terms. This is how we do it. And then people can send submissions to us. And out of those submissions, we look at the ones that we like the best, which is typically like 10% of them, and then sends them a proposal to have an interview with us. And if we then like what we hear in the interview, we might propose for them to work with us.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. So it's like a college application process or a business application process for that matter. So the people that are looking for your help make their case based on whatever it is, a questionnaire or an essay or something else that allows you to evaluate them and decide whether or not you want to make them a part of the organization.
Yeah, exactly. So the reason we do that isn't because like with the typical college, I don't even know how that works since I went to college for 4 weeks, but like the college application, in contrary to ours, is that we're not looking for specifically skill sets. We're looking mostly for, do they have they come to the correct point, like in their path where they've understood what they want to do, and the thing that they want to do is something that we're actually like doing and provide for and can provide for them. And secondly, this is of course a little bit like the college application. We just have to look for who's the sharpest, because if we have a very special model there to be a kind of info product business, if you would call it that. We like to go to university more or less. But it's that we don't just accept people for the sake of them wanting to do a degree. Since we involve them so much in our own stuff and with each other, we need to have like a really high standard of who we let in. So I think approximately our stats are like 4% of the people who have applied have we ended up going forward with, which is quite obscene to be like a business like doing education online. But that's like the way that we've decided to go about it, and it's been working out great.
Okay, good. So how do you, if you don't mind my asking, how do you create revenue for your particular business, and how are you doing there?
Yeah, so we have many different revenue streams. First of all, it is the ventures that we set up within the team. So the people who come to us and start like creating things, we have a royalty if they use our systems. So typically if you sell appointment setting, which is something that we have created the whole system for, and they just plug and play and like do the work, we have a commission on that. And secondly, like the people that we end up going forwards with who come to us, the ones that we really like, we ask them to like put a commitment back in us because we put so much on the table just in general. And
so is that revenue model working for you? It allows you to get what you need to grow the business?
Yeah, that revenue model is working great because we have like, I like to think like that when you have a product which is good enough, the price doesn't really matter anymore for the end customer. And for us, it's not really price. It's more of like a double check to qualify even more people. Mm-hmm. And we have such high returns on the advertising that we spend that now when we're heading into Q3 of this year, we're aiming at having, I would like to say it publicly because then I'm more like committed to it. I have said it publicly. We're aiming at least having 50 people in a month right now. And with that, we are at the moment 50 people, but we've been scaling very conservatively. And when you have good return on your advertising, then it's just a matter of when we really want to go for it. So our next like mission now is just making sure that we outsource things to the right people when it comes to this process, because of course me and my partner can't handle like several hundred interviews a month ourselves.
Right, that makes sense. So you're doing this globally now, or are you confining it to regions, or?
For the past year, we've only rolled it out in Norway, just because we are from Norway and we wanted to test it on like the market that we know the best first. But in June, last week of June, before we took our yearly July vacation, then we had a test running ads out in the whole of Europe. So not globally, but like out in Europe. And we got really good response on that. So like from next week on, we will start having people in from Europe as well. Okay. And putting things more internationally out. I think we also have, I just got a message from my partner saying that we have someone inside of TikTok, which we're running ads on right now. We said that he will have our US account ready soon to launch there as well.
Oh, good. Okay. So you're expanding globally, but it sounds like you're expanding carefully as well.
Yeah, we've been really focused on just making sure that we build out the systems and the structures to be like, I would say unbreakable, but it's impossible to make an unbreakable system. But something that is harder to break than what we had a year ago when we go out in a real speed. Like the number one thing that we have been dwelling with the past year is making sure that we place in a system which makes it in a way where for every new people who come into our ecosystem, the ecosystem as a whole gets better. Because to start off with, in a typical education business, it doesn't get better when you add more people. It just adds more more bandwidth to the people who are supposed to like educate them on a regular basis. But now we've put the system into place in a way where another person just makes more opportunities for two, three more. So then it's like, it's just a flywheel which never really stops.
Right. Okay, good. Well, it's a very unique concept. It's interesting to learn about it, and I can see where it would be able to grow and help people be successful as well as help you be successful. So do you have any final thoughts for our audience and let them know how they can get a hold of you if they're interested?
So the business that I've been talking about, like the whole way here is what I have on my shirt here. It's a blackout, so maybe it's not visible, but Bureau Ventures. Bureau stands for what I've been talking about, better understanding results and opportunities. So just learn more, get more opportunities, grow with us, up your paradigm, evolve. And if you feel like the things that I've said resonated with you in any way and that you would like to have a further look into what we do and possibly apply, then you can find us at bureauventures.com. And then, as I've said, we're not for everyone, but you're very free to apply and we'll have a closer look and maybe get to know each other.
Great, great. Thanks for that. Thanks for the information. It was very educational for me as a guy that's a bit older than 21. Cool. And I'm sure it was interesting for the audience. So, well, that's a wrap on another great guest episode with Lasse for the Evolvepreneur Secret Show. Just before you go, if you like this episode, we'd be very grateful if you'd give us a 5-star review. And if you'd be so kind, please consider recommending the show to a friend or two. So make sure you subscribe for future episodes at evolvepreneursecrets.show. So until next time, and if you're an entrepreneur, make the start of your next great idea today. Thanks.